Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I wonder if you're mad at telling a story about Jesus. BWG, can we do it like mama used to do it back in the day? Let's go. His name is Jesus.
Oh.
Joseph was his earthly father.
Three wise men came from
Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, the holy, meek, and mild. New life, new hope to all decree. Listen to the angels sing glory, glory, glory to the newborn king. You know what time of the year it is, and you know that's one of my favorites. Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. The Walls Group, good afternoon, audience. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. We are glad to be here in the land of the living, for we had fainted unless we believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It's another day that God has kept us and certainly allowed us to see and share in his brand new mercy. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on because we are live on the air. www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We are here for the next hour until 2 p.m. and certainly sharing with you good gospel music and certainly the written word of God. And certainly we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you and to you and to you. Take this phone number down, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. You can call in at the appointed time. Certainly we will be delighted to hear from you. We want you to know that in addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and Google Play. So look for Global Gospel on those platforms. And we know that immediately following this episode, you can listen on those platforms as well. We are on social media. We are on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. We are on Instagram. If you go to Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr, there's a direct link to each and every episode. All you have to do is click on the embedded image. Certainly, we encourage you to do that. We encourage you to like and to share, to send us a friend request. Certainly, we will be delighted to share with you. Again, we thank you for connecting with us on social media. If you would like to write Global Gospel, you can write us at Global Gospel, P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. If you would like to email us, that is globalgospel17@gmail.com. globalgospel17@gmail.com. And certainly, perhaps there is something that you would like to share with the global audience. Maybe you're an author, a musician, a community activist, a leader, an entrepreneur. If you are doing something in God's kingdom and something positive for the kingdom, certainly we encourage you to share with us and our listening audience. Certainly we want to shout out those that are listening in today. Shout out to our sponsors, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Lois Glenn Carter. Shout out to MPT Enterprise and GPA 4.0, Marlon Townsend. Shout out to Melanated Beards and Third Lounge, Ryan Wilson. Shout out to Grandma Etta's Quilting, Margie Bradley Townsend. Certainly, we thank God for our sponsors. And then we thank God for those that are listening, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Texas, California, Nevada, Illinois, and Michigan. To those that are in Canada, Jamaica, West Indies, to those that are in Suriname, Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina. To those that are in South Africa, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, Ghana, Ivory Coast. To those that are in Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates. To those in Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, Australia, Sweden, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, France, the United Kingdom, Italy, Switzerland, Hungary, Portugal, and Spain. We thank God for you, and for you. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Hernandez family, the Jones family, the Cox family, the Bradley family, the Furman family, the Odom family, the Carter family, the Davis family, the Bigby family, the Latham family, the Johnson family, the Fells family, the Brooks family, the Allen family, the Carter family, the Thompson family, the Bridell family, the Locke family,
the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Wiggins family, the Sultan family, the Wilson Robinson family, the and the world. To those names I called and those names I did not call, but here with today, those of you gospel for the first time, also the Brinson family. Our theme scripture is here, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We came today with the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We came to let you know that the gospel is comprehensive. It meets every need in your life. If you have a spiritual need, if you have a financial need, if you have an emotional need, the gospel of Jesus Christ today is here to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and to set you free. If you're down and out, if you're broke, busted, and disgusted, certainly the gospel is here for you today. It's for the rich, the poor, the black, the white. And certainly all you have to do is accept him and confess him and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord on today and let him be Lord in your life. And we came to let you know that you, with Christ, all things are possible. So there's nothing too hard for God. He's able to do all things but fail. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. Certainly Christ came into the world that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so if you're down and out, if you're depressed, if you're suicidal, we came to let you know today to live and declare that you should not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Again, we thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon. And so at this time, we're going to go to a break. You know, we've been reminiscing on the passing of Bishop Carlton Pearson, and Azusa has been in the air, and so many of us listen to Azusa 1, Azusa 2, Azusa 3, all the music that blessed us in the decade of the 1990s. And so I thought it fitting to reach back into the archives of the 90s with Bishop Carlton Pearson and Azusa. And so this selection simply says All the Way, and certainly we will be back to share with you more in a few minutes. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Reach over and tell somebody, I'm going all the way. Woo! The presence of God is in this place tonight.
I'm gone.
decision. I'm going all the way. I've drawn the line. And certainly that was one of those songs. I forgot about that song until just the other day I was browsing through Azusa, and I remembered that song. And certainly that is good news today when you can make up a decision that you are going all the way. Our scripture for this Saturday afternoon comes from the book of Matthew, the gospel according to Matthew chapter 4. And the highlighted scripture is verse 6, but we are going to read the whole story. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. That was Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? I know the Lord will make a way somehow. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Yes, he will.
You ever heard that one? Godmother knows that.
I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. He'll make a way for me and for you. The Lord will see you
for me. Come on. Say, that's my song. Take us all the way back to the beginning. Oh.
Yes, he will. Father, we thank you for your word. Sanctify thy word. Thy word is truth. Your word heals, it delivers, it saves, it sets free. We thank you today, God, that it does not return void and it stands forever, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. Meet every need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke chapter 4, the other account says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Note, he departed from him for a season. If you read the topic for today, you know what it says. It says simply, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. You have to tell yourself sometimes, listen, it looks great, it looks good, but don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Can't stress it enough. Don't fall for it. Our adversary, enemy of our soul, the accuser of the brethren, he goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He will go to any height or any depth, as we see in his mission to destroy. He will go to any breadth or width. He will go from the outhouse to the in-house to the White House to the palace to bring men and women down. There's a word used in the military and political arenas known as sabotage. And what is sabotage? Sabotage is a deliberate act to destroy, damage, or obstruct something or someone. Sabotage does not happen by accident or coincidence. I would go on to say that you can either be sabotaged by someone else or you can fall victim to self-sabotage. I would say that self-sabotage is the worst because who knows you better than you know you? You know your strengths and your weakness, your faults and your failures. You know what tempts you. For James says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. For there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end is death. Galatians chapter 5 verse 9 says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. So practice not having conversations with Satan. Sabotage will keep you from your divine destiny. Sabotage will cheat you out of money. It will cheat you out of family. Sabotage will cheat you out of friends, and it will cheat you out of love. Sabotage is a terrible thing. Sabotage, when self-inflicted, will make you
hate yourself.
Sabotage will make you hate others.
Sabotage will make you hurt yourself. Sabotage,
you hurt others. So in our text for this Saturday afternoon, we see Jesus, the Son of God. He is now having a conversation with Satan.
Commentators and
theorists and theologians
call this the temptation of Christ.
And so anytime you take the time to have a conversation with Satan, make sure you are up to handle the task. Make sure you are
full of
the word of God,
because Satan never
fights fear. He will actually twist the word of God. He'll get you when you're weak and when you're vulnerable. The devil will make you try to go back and twist God's word yourself. But know today that God's word stands, and it will stand without your conviction. God's word will stand without your personal revelation. God's word will stand without your consent.
It'll stand without your approval.
God's word is his word.
Heaven and earth
will pass away, but God's word will never fail.
The songwriter said, the Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and it glows with the light sublime.
The text is found in Matthew, it's found in Mark, and it's found in Luke. And we read Matthew and Luke's version, but Mark gives the shortest account, and it comes in after the baptism of Jesus. And it says this, and immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness, speaking of Jesus. And it says, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. And so when it lets us know that he was there, this particular short account, it lets us know he was there 40 days of Satan. It gives me to believe that Satan didn't just, all the things that the temptations didn't all happen in one day just at the end of his fast. But I would like to think that Satan was there all along trying to taunt him and to tease him. You do remember the Job, God asked him, where was he? He says, he was going back and forth, to and fro in all the earth. You know, he was trying to find something. He was snooping around. Satan was up to something. And so sometimes we find ourselves in the wilderness all alone. But know that you are led by the Spirit, and certain that you are a Spirit-driven being. Know that God is on your side. For Jesus here was being tested. His account lets us know he was with wild animals, and he could have been ripped to shreds by anything that was out there in the desert or in the barren open space. But know in this particular text that it was not the animals that really came for him. At least we don't have an account for that. It wasn't the weather that bothered him. It wasn't the sun by day or the coldness of the moon by night. It wasn't the lack of food because he was fasting for 40 days with. It wasn't the lack of water. None of that killed him. The tempter came that sticks out in the story. And so how many of us know that everything can be going well, then the devil comes to dinner. Then the devil comes to town. The devil shows up in your life because he is there to sabotage. He's there to make you try to lose the battle. But know this, that the battle is fixed and the devil is already defeated.
Matthew puts it, gives us these three situations. The tempter came three times. He came and said, make these stones bread. And so the enemy was attacking appetite. And so sometimes you have to recognize when the devil is after your appetite, when he's trying to play with your health, when he's trying to get you to eat things that you know you shouldn't eat, that are going to make you sick or that are bad for you, or to abuse substances or to do things that are detrimental to the body, to make you not take into account that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so the enemy, he came to attack the appetite of Jesus, and he attacks our appetite as well. For the Bible lets us know that, listen, Christ, he was tempted on all points, just like us. And so he, and then not only that, he was touched by the feeling of our infirmity, or he is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. So what is Jesus? His response was, man shall not live by bread alone. And sometimes you got to know that food isn't everything. You eat to live and not live to eat. It's just practical teaching. And then so he says, cast thyself down. Sometimes the devil, he'll put you on a suicide mission. Not that anybody else is trying to take you out. He'll try to make you take yourself out. And he, some people say they hear voices and they tell them to do this and to do that. And so we have to be aware of the suicidal devices that Satan gives. And so God, Jesus Christ responds, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And then he says, fall down and worship me. And so the enemy was trying to interrupt connection with God. And sometimes the enemy tries to interrupt your worship. He tries to interrupt your worship experience, your assembling with the saints. He tries to interrupt your Bible reading, your prayer, whatever it is that you do to worship the true and living God. The enemy is after your connection, so he'll try to interrupt your connection with God. And so Jesus said, worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. And then over in Luke, we get the same things happen again. He wants the stones to be made bread, the appetite again. And then Jesus lets him know, worship me. He says, you know, man shall not live by bread alone again. And then the enemy says, worship me for the kingdom, and then I'll give you the kingdoms of this world. And so what was Jesus' response? Get thee behind me, Satan. And then he says, cast thyself down from the pinnacle of the temple. And then Jesus says, do not tempt the Lord thy God. What happens? The devil twists God's word in Psalm 91, that he would keep thee in all thy ways. He told part of the scripture, but not all of the scripture, because you read further lets you know that you're supposed to tread upon the lion and the adder. You're supposed to have dominion over wild beasts. You're supposed to have dominions over the serpents. And so the enemy was twisting God's word. And why should we worry about when Satan is offering us his kingdom? For Jesus told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So don't fall for Satan's kingdom, because you are a citizen of God's kingdom. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. And so if you seek God first, you will have everything you need in life. Might not be everything you want, but everything God would have you to have, you'll have it. As somebody said, all things in Jesus I find. And so today we encourage to seek ye the Lord while he may be found. If you have to sing sometimes, just sing. If you have to pray sometimes, just pray. If you have to fast, just fast. If you have to separate, then separate. But by all means, do not take instructions or directions from Satan, because it is only a suicide mission for you to destroy yourself, for him to destroy you. He doesn't know everything that God has for you, but he knows if he destroys you, you won't get it, whatever it is, because God said, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. And so to complete the mission of the tempter, and we are to complete the mission of the tempter, but we are to complete the mission of the Savior. For it, if he came to Jesus to tempt him, what more will Satan try to do for you and I? Nobody is exempt from temptation. No one is safe, so don't fall for it. Be bold, be brave, be strong. Stand, and having done all, still stand. Stand in truth, stand in power, stand in love. Be sober, be diligent. Fight the good fight of faith. And every now and then you have to say, just get thee behind me, Satan. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. It is my winning season. I'm not jumping off a cliff. I'm not jumping off a bridge, because God said live and not die. And if you hear any voice saying anything, kill yourself, kill somebody else, you're listening to the wrong voice. If the voice says anything other than I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm saved, I'm set free, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. If it's not saying by his stripes I'm healed, then you don't need to listen to that voice, because misery loves company. I'm reminded of a story. It said a man was walking across the Brooklyn Bridge one day, and he was walking, and another person said, why are you walking across the bridge? He says, well, I'm thinking about jumping, and he's walking back and forth and pacing and stuff like that, and then he goes on and talks to the man, and the man that met the first man that was there to jump said, after a while, the two of them both decided to jump off the bridge. And so what the devil, he doesn't want you to jump. He doesn't want to jump by himself. He wants to bring you down too. People around you want to bring you down. So be careful. And listen, if somebody's contemplating, if they're listening to Satan too long, don't you listen to them. You make sure you get yourself to the other side of the bridge. Otherwise, you'll both jump off. It's like the blind leading the blind. They'll both fall into a ditch. So don't fall for it. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Lord, help me to stand.
Somebody sent me this. Delilah pretended to be in love with Samson while she was on a mission to destroy him. May God expose every pretender in your life. And so we know that Satan, listen, he was pretending. He was
trying really hard. You know, he took Christ to several places. He took him back and forth, just like those two men that were on the bridge. They were going back and forth. They were pacing. They were pacing back and forth until they finally jumped. But certainly Christ knew who he was, and he knew that for our sake, he could not bow down and worship Satan. He could not abandon his mission. He could not abort his mission in life to be the savior of mankind, to die for the sins of the world. And so we have to keep our mission in mind. We have to be mission-minded. We have to, as the song said, we got to go all the way, draw the line. And so he drew the line and knew who he was and knew who he was in God. And that's, listen, that's what we have to be today. And that's what we teach young people. To be an individual, don't follow the crowd. We say that all the time. Listen, if you see somebody doing the wrong thing, you go the other way. Don't get involved. You don't even want to be an accessory to the crime. Bishop Paul Martin, bow down and worship him.
Before your throne, oh God, and we just want to give you praise.
We cannot make it without you, and we cannot make it without your power. Jesus, if it wasn't of your love and your faithfulness to the cross, where would we be? Today we are able to stand and testify that your death was life unto us. Your pain was healing unto our body.
You have about 5 minutes. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Bow down and worship him. He is the only one we should bow down to. They that worship the Father, now is the hour that they that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth.
We do not have any other God to bow before, but because we tried you and we found you to be worthy of the praise. And this is why we bow before your throne, O God. Everybody, come on. Jesus the King. Jesus the King. We worship. Nobody but Jesus. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 11. We are not locked down.
Again, we thank you for sharing with Global Gospel today. We have just about come to the conclusion of the hour. And certainly we want you to remember as you go through the week, Matthew chapter 4, verse 6, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. And I meant to read to you what Psalm 91 and verse 11 says, so you know what the correct scripture says. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. The enemy left that out, to keep thee in all thy ways, because he was trying to put Christ on a suicide mission to abort the promise and to abort us as well. So again, we thank you. Remember, as you go through the week, don't fall for it. Remember to listen to us on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Remember to listen here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we thank you for all of our family, our friends in the north, south, the east, and the west. We pray that something was said today to encourage you, to uplift you, and to inspire you. Certainly today we started out with the Walls Group, My Favorite Jesus, Jesus, Oh, What a Wonderful Child. Then we heard from Azusa All the Way, and then we heard from Bishop Carlton Pearson, The Lord Will Make a Way Somehow. And then we heard from Dorothy Lovecoats and the Harmonettes, So Many Fallen by the Way, Lord Help Me to Stand. And then just heard from Bishop Paul Morton's project, Bow Down and Worship Him. And certainly we're going to close with one more Azusa, Bishop Carlton Pearson, the hymn, Father Along. And we're closing in prayer at this time. Stay tuned for the closing song. Gracious, eternal, everlasting God, our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for this moment in ministry that we are able to touch lives around the world, God. We pray that every need was met, God. We ask that you remember the sick and afflicted. We ask that you remember the bound and the oppressed, those that are incarcerated. God, those that are careless and unconcerned, God, those that are in hospitals and facilities and they can't get out and can't move around and they seemingly have lost hope, but God, let them know today and remind them that you are the lifter of our heads, that we shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. And we stand on your word today, because your words, they are spirit and their life, they are powerful, God. We thank you for sending your son Jesus that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you that you're able to forgive all of our sins and heal all of our soul diseases, God. God, we ask now that you bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us coming in and bless us going out. God, make us a blessing, God. We know that you're able to do all things but fail. We cast our cares on you today, God, because you're able to lift heavy burdens and to destroy the yoke of bondage and certainly to bind the enemy at every hand. So we thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for everlasting life. We thank you for abundant life in Christ Jesus. If we fail to ask anything, God, we please don't fail to grant it. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Father alone will know all about it. Just in case you don't understand what's going on in your life.
We'll, come on, know all about it. Come on. Father alone, we will understand why. Cheer up, my brother.
Cheer up, my brother.
Live in the sunshine. Tried, we're all made to wonder. Anybody been there? Why it should be that all the day long, while there are others and they're living all about us, they are never. Somebody said it's going to be all right after a while. Said it'll make more sense later. Come on, said all things work together for good to them that love God and those who are called according to his purpose.